On the cover is a bright burning star. Terrible fires leap from its edges. On the center of the page, there is a single dark spot, a space station close to the surface. Three ships race toward it, hurtling into the fire and flame.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Virgo Regulus, and I'm ready to sink my claws into this fight.
I'm Wyatt Wexford, the last warden of the Stellar Bastion.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is House of Regulus, issue number 3, howled out for the worlds to give him a name.
The very first panel of this comic shows the abstract thoughts in a blue room hurtling towards the sun. We're not in any sort of dash space right now. We're in it. And so, like, it is headed right towards this burning, explosive, enormous thing that has just, like, a black outline of Ares Arcturus's ship and just an enormous, like, hawk-shaped Nova House warbird. And that is where you are headed. It's getting hot inside the ship already. It is difficult to drive into a sun, and I don't think your ship is necessarily designed to do that. What are you doing to manage this? As your ship is hurtling towards the sun, we get just like a little burst of light, and coming from the tear through a world made of paper, Ares' ship, is the tiny form of just Ares. He's in some kind of modified suit, but it's like tightly fit to his body. He is not like in the kind of big enclosing space you would hope to be in as you approach a sun. And he's just hurtling towards this black spot on the surface of the star. What do you do?
There's a few panels of both Wex and Virgo like freaking out, and there's like bits falling off of the ship. And then you get the classic Star Trek, like a panel explodes, sending one of us flying.
and popcorn hurtling through the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the panel the popcorn was on.
Yeah. Virgo looks out the like view screen and sees Ares just like hurtling out and just goes, "God damn it." And he will, like, hand some doohickey. He hands a self-sealing stem bolt to Wex and just goes, "Hold this. I gotta go." And then you get a panel of him hurtling on his staff out towards Ares now.
I'm not going out the space this time, so.
Okay.
My goal is to stay in the spaceship.
Nice. Yeah. So we get a panel that just shows Virgo just hurtling through space towards, are you chasing Ares? Are you going after Ares? Or are you going towards the spot on the sun?
I'm chasing after Ares.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
I have a 5.
Oh boy. Okay.
But that means that I mark my last potential and I have an advancement now.
That's nice. Cool. Yeah. We just get a panel that just shows Virgo hurtling through space. And Ares kind of like instinctually looks over his shoulder and sees you. And just like his jaw just drops. He's got like a full helmet on at this point. It's like really, it's like metal plates that constrict to his head. So you get like the shape of his face pretty clearly.
Yeah.
But you're in space and this is the one place that this comic is realistic. So he can't talk to you. But like he makes like this gesture of what in the hell are you doing? And then your body collides with his and the two of you are just hurtling through space, no longer headed towards that black spot on the sun. You're headed towards the fire. Wex, you see your friend Virgo and Ares as well hurtling towards their death. What do you do?
I guess I definitely need to save them. I don't mean I guess. I have to save them. I've got to do something to save them. The ship is also going to, like, burn up, so I got to do something with that, too.
Oh, yeah, this ship is, like, it is shaking, and, like, we can see from the outside that metal is just going to start melting.
Yeah.
Every single unpopped bit of corn has popped at this point.
Oh, God,
including from the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hear pop, 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 through the door. So I need to, I mean, this means I can't just take the ship out of orbit. Like I've got, like, we're out of the sun. I'm going to dive closer, to pick up my friend.
Yeah.
And his friend. I think that's so I don't know if you have your comms still on. So I think you've just like, you, who knows? I don't know if you have the comms on or not, but Wex is just like, he's sitting at the desk at this control panel. Like you just like, I think he wasn't prepared to like fly the ship. He was still just like working on some panel or something. And you just like dove out. And so he was just like, screw, ah. And he like dove forward to like get to the control panel. And he's like, he's hitting buttons. He's talking to himself. And he's like, all right, so we need to get, I need to get lower, but it's going to get higher. Hotter. And he's like, ah, I got it. And he's just talking to himself at this point. He's like, so there were those like, those people, the Tarsian solar, surfing. They just like, they made it, they got much closer than we are, but they were just going faster. And so that will make this like the heat, like it, you just like, you skim on the heat. That's gotta work. I'm sure his ship's prepared for that. And so I'm going to try to just like make the ship go faster. And he pulls up like a thermal map of the sun. So it flips from, the bright yellow to like a faded blues and oranges of like heat maps. Yeah. So he's trying to like find a wave of blue, like of like hot, like I guess blue would be hotter, things to try to like push him to dive the ship down deeper into this heat. Towards the sun, without actually like crushing it, finding the right channel of whatever, maybe negative less heat.
Perfect. Yeah, there is also a like a as you pull this up and as you're closer, you can see that black spot that was on the sun is an area that is much cooler.
Okay, so does that I'm assuming that triggers my watch sea beams glitter, so I'm gonna roll plus freak.
Perfect.
And we'll find out if that's true. 6, 7, 8. So it was an 8. On a hit, I was right. The GM will tell you an opportunity that your knowledge grants you. But on a 7 and 9, my claim is incomplete, flawed, or tangential. The GM will tell you how.
Yeah, you can absolutely surf a ship on solar flares. That's not a problem at all. The Tarsissians have very special kind of ships that have the shields underneath them to make that kind of surfing possible and then leave the sun. So you can surf on that, absolutely. That's not even going to be a problem. You know how to do this. You watched so much of this surfing. Yeah. But this ship is not leaving this star.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we get a panel that just shows you, like, you know, doing like the tap, 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 pull a lever to dive right down into the sun and just like swing to the side and are surfing on solar flares. And it's amazing. And then we get a shot from underneath the ship that just shows that like a room is missing. Ooh. You've lost a good chunk of the ship already. And like automatic airlocks are clicking into place, but you're able to like zoom underneath. And how are you catching them? Are you just like landing them on top of the ship? This might actually be up to them. You're bringing the ship in, and Ares has a hold of Virgo's shoulder and is like trying to activate his boots to try to like change their path, but they are not nearly powerful enough. Virgo, what do you do? The two of you are kind of like grappled and like the ship is coming towards you.
I will tell you, my intention is to like fly towards them, open a docking bay on the side of the ship, and then like turn and like just like slide and then roll into them.
A barn swallow.
Yeah, a barn swallow.
Yeah. We watch Firefly. So let's just get some panel from Virgo as well, though.
Virgo's going to shout over the comms at Ares, and like as the ship is coming in, just say like, what are you doing? Even that sunspot is hot enough to melt you before you'd even get within 1,000 miles of it.
Not once we get inside. It's a tunnel. It's a tunnel. We need to get... And he's like trying to just like burst as much into his boots as he can, but he's just like, he's just spinning you. He's just spinning you. I think you've probably got a stronger propelling system than he does.
Yeah. And so I'm actually going to make use of that.
Yeah.
And I'll tap something on my staff as he's like holding on to it and we're grappling. I'll tap something on it and it's like my anti-disarming thing. And so yeah. I'll like hit that button and then these metal like plates will come out and grab onto his hand. And then I'll hit another button on the staff and send him like rocketing towards Abstract Thoughts in a Blue Room.
Oh, you're sending him back.
I'm sending him back, which means that I am still hurtling towards the sun.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead and roll to defend.
So defend is with Savior, right?
Yes, exactly.
I rolled a 6. My Savior's +3. If there's any way, do we even have team?
Yes, yeah, we have team. You start. Yeah, you start with one team.
And that would get us to what, 10?
Yeah, that would get us to 10.
So he's shooting towards me?
Yeah, he's now shooting towards you.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I see that this is happening. I'm not super happy that you have sacrificed yourself or whatever to send your friend back, but like I'm going to save one of you, damn it. And so yeah. I program in the maneuver that I was going to try to do manually into the ship. And so what I do then is run down to the hangar bay. And or where this like whatever this container like a loading dock or something that I can open to the outside, and I was going to have to kind of like come in, turn and slow down a little bit so that I could time it right to open the door and then capture him and then close the door. But I have a shield generator in my body. So I'm going to project that out as far as I can to open the door now so that the ship never has to slow down to capture him. Like, because he'll pass through the shield because I can set that up. But it also will also, but it'll keep the air and stuff, like the pressure inside. And so it'll save us like a couple seconds. And so I'll get to him a couple seconds faster and I'll spend one team.
Fantastic. All right. So that brings you to a 10 plus. So you get to choose. Would you like to add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition, Virgo?
Oh, so what happens if you take influence over an NPC that you already have influence over?
You take +1 forward against them.
Nice. I'm going to do that.
So we get just like this quick, these quick movements from our crew, and we get Ares bursting through the shield and just like landing in the ship. And he 3-point stances, of course.
Yeah, and I tumble back to the door really awkwardly because I think he probably hits me.
I think we get a panel that shows the Abstract Thoughts in a Blue Room just like careening on a solar flare. And are you trying, Wex, you're trying to get into the spot, right? Or you're trying to get out?
That's a good question. I was trying to get to them.
Okay.
Does it make sense based off of how we've explained wherever these things are? For me to, I think my thought process was get to them, grab them, and pull them out of the star. But I haven't gotten everyone yet. So if Virgo has shot himself towards the station, then I have to go down.
Virgo, are you going, you have, now that you are not grappling with Ares, you have some more control over yourself. Are you headed towards the spot that you now know to be a tunnel into the sun?
Oh, I am now. I think Virgo, like, tightens up his limbs and is just doing that, like, skydiving thing where you're just trying to barrel towards that, your destination. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Wex, you're following?
Yeah. And I think that actually what I'm going to do is, so he, like, Ares like slams into him. He 3-point stances perfectly. Wex goes kind of like spiraling towards the door. He slides on the ground on his side. He reaches up, slams the panel, which slams closed the door. He kind of gets up quickly and like hops around a little bit to kind of like get his balance again. And he's just gonna yell, "Can you fly the ship? Can you get to the ship? We need to go after Virgo. Just keep diving. I'll try to keep the ship together."
Go ahead and roll to provoke.
5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, sounds good. So they can instead choose, he's not going to. He's interested in surviving this.
Okay.
He doesn't say anything to you, just turns and just like runs to the front.
Okay.
And he's a fair pilot.
Yeah.
So he'll jump onto one of those chairs and start bringing the thing in.
And so I had this idea that we could surf in, and that was not really quite 100% accurate, because I probably am aware that the ship has taken some damage. What I'm going to try to do is find wherever the center of the ship is, and I'm going to just I don't know how big the shield that I can project from my body is, but I'm going to try to project it as big as I can. Actually, I'm probably going to get somewhere like low on the ship, and try to project it out under the ship so we can like kind of like slide in on this bubble of my shield, which is really not designed to protect a whole spaceship, but I'm going to try to do what
Go
I can.
Go ahead and roll to defend.
Okay. Which is plus savior.
Yes.
So this is not going to go well.
Good.
No, that's a 4.
So we get a panel that shows Virgo land, like dive down into... We get a panel that shows Virgo just diving down into this tunnel. And it is indeed this bizarre tunnel going downward. It's all like this glass metal around the side where you can see flames all around you. But you're diving deep into the sun. And the abstract thoughts in a blue moon kind of like flips over the edge into that as well. And we get Virgo diving and like landing. And he looks up and he can see the back of Leonova. She is standing there. She is this tall bird woman. She has foliage that's just purples and greens. And she's just elegant and powerful and standing there with just a cannon strapped to her back. She uses a spaceship to spaceship gun that she just hurls around with her everywhere she goes, because she's just that much of a bamf. But for the moment, she's watching while some of her crew, like, are starting to just do the final touches of getting through this enormous encasement that opens up, and inside we see the mega fractional bandpass filter, which is going to be used to reactivate the Psi-Net. Virgo lands silently. Silently, like a stealthy, incredible cat. The abstract thoughts on a blue room does not. It crashes immediately behind Virgo in just a cacophony of, like, not quite explosions, but twisted metal and breaking, and it just shatters behind him. And Leonova turns and just brings the laser rifle across, and it just swings just an arc of laser fire, and it's coming right towards you, Virgo. What do you do?
He goes, "Hey," and then gets hit by the laser.
I'd like you to take a powerful blow.
Please, I would love to. Because the Legacy has a move called Never Give Up, Never Surrender. When you take a powerful blow from someone with far greater power than you, use this instead of the basic move.
She is. She's of much greater power than you.
Yep. So I am rolling with Savior.
Amazing.
That is a 10. On a hit, nice. You stand strong and choose one. So I am going to... Oh, here we go. I'm going to rally from the hit, and it inspires the team. So her laser, like, blasts against the purple armor of the Regulus family. And when it, like, finishes, she, like, powers down her laser. And Virgo is standing there, maybe a little bit scorched, but still has his hand up in his hey gesture. And he finishes and, like, brushes off some char. And he
amazing.
He'll look back and see, like, Wex and Ares, like, crawling out of the wreckage and just say, like, all right, guys, let's save us a mega fractional gravitonic, just whatever it is, let's save it.
And yeah, like, and that panel before you were shown to be alive looked like the death of Virgo Regulus. Like, oh, it was just an entire, it was a 2-page spread that just had her, like, standing there firing this thing. And Virgo standing there, and, like, you can see his skeleton with just, like, purple flame blasting over him. And then just, like, the stillness as he's okay. And she turns and just, like, raises a wing to her crewmates and goes, kill them all! Wex, you have just seen Virgo do the impossible.
Yeah.
What do? You can see, like, they've gotten the megafractional bandpass filter out of its containment.
Mm-hmm.
It's big, but, like, not, like, you could carry it. It would just be unwieldy. And you can see they've got, like, a pod that has landed here for them to escape off of the sun with.
Okay.
Ares is definitely a little shooken up, but he's, like, standing up next to you and just kind of, like, raises his arms and cracks his neck really hard in either direction and just gives, like, this huge lizard grin as he taps the side of his helmet and it just, like, goes back to just show his face.
Okay. And Wex is kind of like, because Wex is like a small, skinny kid. He kind of like, he's standing next to him as Ares kind of like cracks everything in his body preparing for this. And Wex just kind of like awkwardly kind of like pats him on the shoulder. He's just like, all right, we got this. And then taps something and disappears. And he is going to sprint away from the ship that's on fire behind him and all of the people who are being shot at. And my first goal is to go to this pod that they came down in, that is their plan for escape.
Nice. They're like, so you can get up to the pod, no question. Mm-hmm. The door is open.
Yep.
There's a pilot inside that's
okay.
Like sitting there.
I don't care about the pilot.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the... Whatever, I don't know if I need to go inside. My goal here is to find whatever powers the ship or unlocks the landing gear, and okay. I'm going to trigger it so they can't leave. I'm going to try to, like, break it in some way.
You know what? I'm going to be real, no problem. It just, like, thunks into place a little bit harder, but everybody's a little distracted. Did we say Ares? No, Ares doesn't have a weapon. He's claws and teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he just charges forward. And there is, what is her big bruiser look like? She's got to have a bruiser on her team.
Yeah, Rhino. It's nice. A Rhino person. Her name's Keratin, but we all just call her Kara.
Nice. Ares charges forward and just like gets into a locked shoulders with Keratin, this huge Rhino woman. And like her horn is right up against his arm. And he just, like, clamps his mouth around her shoulder.
Yeah.
And the two of them are just pushing. And, like, the ground is being just, like, shredded underneath their feet as they're just trying to get good enough of a grip to hurl the other. That leaves you, Virgo. What are you doing?
I'm gonna, like, spin my staff and slam it down and then just shout in a magnified voice. That megafractional band pass filter belongs to the House of Regulus, and you would be wise to step away and let the ward claim its prize. And I am going to be using my move, Symbol of Authority.
Ooh,
when you give an NPC an order based on authority they recognize, which we'll see, roll plus Savior, and then there's some options on a hit.
So go ahead and roll that move.
Yes. So I am rolling.
Yeah, she definitely recognizes House Regulus as a... Symbol of Authority, no question.
Cool. Rolling with Savior, which is a +3. And so I have an 11.
Nice. What are you going to choose from that?
They choose.
Okay.
It's do what you say, get out of your way, attack you at a disadvantage, or freeze.
And I think this is going to mostly apply to her, like, subservience, her minions.
Yeah.
She's big enough. She's, like, big and badass enough that I think you know, she can stand toe-to-toe with you. These can't. And so we get a panel that just shows, like, this group of animal people looking at you and, like, looking back at her and just taking a knee. And, like, it is, it's an honorable, like, it's a symbol that's used. They're just taking a knee. They're not engaging in this fight because their honor precludes it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, in this case is not true. Their cowardice precludes it.
Yeah.
Leonova just looks at them with just scorn on her face, and she clacks her beak a couple of times and just, like, slings the cannon back onto her back and takes three running steps and jumps into the air with her claws coming towards you. What do you do?
Yeah. I am going to weather the blow.
Oh, you're just going to take the blow again?
I'm absolutely just going to take the blow.
All right, go roll to take a powerful blow. Or I guess you can use your savior one.
I don't know that she has greater power than me right now, because her minions have stepped down and she's put her cannon away.
Yeah, with the cannon away, I don't know that she does. So go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow.
So I got a 7.
Okay. So on a 7 to 9, you'll lash out verbally, provoke a teammate to foolhardy action, or take advantage of your influence to inflict a condition. Give a ground, your opposition gets an opportunity, or struggle past the pain, mark 2 conditions.
Oh, I'm going to lash out verbally and just shout out, Wex, wherever the hell you are, get that gizmo on the ship and get out of here.
Nice. Roll to provoke.
That's a 4 total.
Suck it.
Well, that's a 6-. That's not a good thing either.
Yeah.
she lands on Virgo's shoulders, and just, like, we see her claws just, like, tear into your shoulders, and she beats her wings and hurls you to the side.
Yeah.
From there, she looks to the mega fractional bandpass filter and looks around for whoever Wex is and just starts sprinting towards it. She grabs hold of it with her wing, with, like, under one wing, and starts running towards her escape pod.
Do I have time to assess the situation before she gets to me?
Oh, yeah. You can always assess the situation.
All right, then I'm going to do that really quick. Oh, yeah, I fucking did that. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13. 13?
Nice. All right, so you can ask 2 questions, and you'll get a +1 while acting on the answers.
What here could I use to end this quickly? Or how could I best end this quickly? Sorry.
You could end this quickly. You could end this quickly by destroying the mega fractional bandpass filter. She'll be very angry, but she's not here for a fight.
Yeah.
Because this is like royal space combat. People die in royal space combat.
Yeah.
She's not interested in dying today. She's interested in gaining a lot of control. And so if her quarry is gone, she's not interested.
Yeah. What here can I use to... what here can I use to get it out of her hands, maybe?
The abstract thoughts in a blue room is lying on its side right now. And it has magnetic... Mm. It has magnetic landing gear. So you could supercharge that, and it would pull it from her hands.
Okay.
It might not destroy it right away.
Okay.
And it might not have great effects for the abstract thoughts in a blue room, but...
Then I could fix it. So Wex has... right now I'm on top... I'm imagining... I'm still on top of this pod. Their escape pod. Like, I locked it down, and then I climbed on top of it to get a good view of everything. So I am going to... He pulls up, on his wrist, he has a little, like, keypad where he can, like, see what time it is and stuff like that. And he's gonna try to, like, get to, a remote control of the ship. Like, he's probably set up, hooked up his internal systems to remote control the abstract thoughts in the blue room. And so I'm gonna try to do just that, trigger the landing gear, in a very directional way, and kind of use them as a pointed magnet to grab this device and pull it out of
her
hands.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
All right. So that's plus freak. 7, 8.
Cool. So would you like to mark a condition, or should I tell you how it's unstable or temporary?
Oh, fuck. I will mark a condition.
Okay, that's a good plan.
Yeah. I'm going to mark guilty, because, frankly, I'm starting to feel a little guilty about how much I have just bashed up my friend's ship.
So she's running for her ship, and the landing gear turns on, and just everything metal is immediately dragged 5 feet closer to it. It's just like an immediate, like, thrum, and everything is pulled. But it's directional, so it catches onto the megafractional bandpass filter. It just comes hurling out of her wing. She screams out, like, now! And we get just, like, a panel that shows the team taking some control of the situation. Ares manages to get a hold of Kara's horn and, like, lowers it so that he can bash her head to head. And she, like, gets dizzy for a second, and he bashes her head again, and she drops. And we see Virgo, like, standing up after having been thrown, and the megafractional bandpass filter is, like, thunked and held in place against the side of the abstract thoughts in a blue room. What do you do?
Virgo's running straight for it.
Okay.
I think Wex is attacking Leo.
Okay.
I think that he's on top of the ship. He's taking advantage of the fact that she's, like, really, like, distracted because something just got sucked. Like, I imagine she, like, turns and yells, no! And that's when he, like, decloaks, like, midair over her back, about to, like, land on her head.
I want that roll first. Go ahead and directly engage a threat.
5.
So you jump onto her, and you, like, land on her back, and she just reaches up and grabs a hold of you, and with her other wing grabs the cannon, puts you on the nose of the cannon,
no.
And pulls the trigger.
Oh, no.
And we just get this shot, this panel of, like, lit up purple laser blast hurtling up through the hole in the sun. Go ahead and take a powerful blow.
Okay.
And that's not it.
No.
But take the powerful blow first so we can see what happens next.
Oh, God. That is an 11.
Okay, so you must remove yourself from the situation, flee, pass out, etc. Lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 to 9 list.
Then I'm going to lose control of my powers in a terrible way, because I think he's as he's being shot, like he sees that this is happening, and so he's, like, trying to trigger, like, he's, like, anything he can. Like, he's flickering in and out of, like, visibility. Shields are popping up. Like, he has a lot of times, like, the shields just, like, manifest as little Kirby dots that kind of float around him, and he's trying to, like, get them all underneath him, between him and his gun, and then it, like, flickers up over his body, but he doesn't really do that a whole lot, and then it flickers down, then flickers up just, like, as a shield, and it's just, like, everything is flicking. He's just trying to hit every button he's got on his body to trigger something, and then it just fires, and he goes flying, and he's gonna, like, just hit something bad and lose control of his powers in a terrible way.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's hit hard. That really hurt. And you are flung back and, like, blasted up into space towards the exit of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And your shield just forms up behind you, and you smack against it. You're, like, falling. You hit the ground just on your back. And suddenly your devices all start going off.
Oh, no.
The landing gear on that pod releases.
Okay.
And you hear the engine whir up, and it starts to take off. Your one ticket out of the sun bursts upward, and it hits against the shield you have there, and you're, like, the shield is holding, but it's not going to hold for long. You can see the dots, like, breaking apart, and the only way that any of you are getting off is leaving. We get a panel that shows Ares now, and he turns towards the megafractional bandpass filter and just charges straight at it. He grabs onto his shirt and just, like, pulls the sleeve and, like, rips it off. And you can just see, like, he's got some kind of nanotech that like bursts up and like muscle forms on top of the muscle that's already there. And he just brings his claw down into the mega fractional bandpass filter and just shreds it completely in half, taking out a good amount of your spaceship behind it at the same moment.
Oh no.
And he just like stops, like panting for breath after this enormous exertion. And like one of his arms is like big and extra bulked up as he like stands and looks to Leonova and goes, "You lost. I have reclaimed honor for our family, for House Regulus. I have claimed control of the clan. Stand down, Nova." She's hesitating.
I think Virgo's also hesitating, because like he was running towards it and it smashed like maybe within arm's reach. And it's this very important artifact to House Regulus. And I, you know, he knows that Arcturus is all about upheaval and reform, mm-hmm. but not like this. And so he's just like very extremely stunned. Oh goodness.
If you hesitate, he'll keep moving.
Yeah. Virgo hesitates.
Ares claps Virgo on the shoulder and just gives you just like a look. There's some like definite pride on his face. And in the way that the higher members of your legacy will order you around, he just says very formally, "Virgo Regulus, bind her wings. We take her in." Wex. And he's like looking around to find where you are. And just says, "Stop that ship." Virgo, he's lowering your superior and raising your danger.
No.
No? Cool.
No. Virgo is mad. He's done hesitating.
Nice.
And, like, so as Ares is trying to move off, like, Virgo puts his staff out in his way and looks back at Leonova and just says, like, "Our rivalry will not be defeated by one encounter." And then maybe looks back at Leo, and then like the understanding is that this is an out for her.
Go ahead and roll to reject someone's influence as well. That's just with a plus one because, oh, that's actually a plus two because you have influence over Ares and you've got a plus one from taking additional influence over him.
Nice.
And I needed that plus two because I rolled an 8. So nice. I got a 10 now.
So on a 10 plus, you can clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong, which I think you just did.
Yep.
So you can choose one of those.
I'm marking potential.
Cool. You can shift one label up and one down, your choice, or you can cancel their influence and take plus one forward against them.
I am going to move Savior down the first time in this entire game. And I'm going to move Danger up.
Nice.
That might have been exactly what he was trying to do, but I said, no, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you're saying you don't get to define me. I get to define me. I am the Maws of House Regulus.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. And after I so I'll turn back from giving Leo the out and then just like growl a very feline growl and say, "You don't get to define me. I get to define me. I am the Maw of House Regulus." And then I am going to like walk over to Wex. And like, are you still like on the ground writhing with all of your electronics going off?
I think, or, yeah, like, he's just on the ground, like mostly writhing in pain. And then like the cloaking device is like flickering on and off and on and off and on and off. And
so I'm going to like pick you up and like fireman's carry you over my shoulder. And then I'm going to look up at the escape pod. And I'm going to jump us both up to it.
Ooh.
Awesome. I don't think that's even a roll. That's well within your capabilities.
And like we'll open the door and like close it, and then I'm gonna watch Ares on the ground as we like burst through the shield bubble.
Are you bringing Nova with you, or the rest of her people, or just
no? It's just me and Wex.
Just you, Wex, and her pilot.
I think maybe we toss the pilot out.
Cool. Yep. So, yeah, we get this panel that just shows, like, the hatch opened, and the pilot is, like, looking out with a concerned look on his face. Virgo jumps up, grabs hold of the pilot, rolls them out, and then the spaceship just shatters through the shields and is flying through space, heading out into the sea of stars. But there's one problem. Ares moves to Nova, just kind of pushes her to the side as he takes her blaster and turns it up to level at your ship.
Yeah.
And an enormous blast of Nova laser comes hurtling towards you. What do you do?
I think it connects with our fuel tank.
Are you unprepared for evasive maneuver?
Yeah, I have no clue how to operate this.
Cool.
I think I'm still mostly unconscious.
Yeah. So we just get this, the septuple laser just bursting through and just blasting through. And it just, it doesn't just like hit the fuel tank. It just goes through it. And so we get just this shot of this pod just pierced through with these lasers. And the ship is like spinning out and you are up there. You've got like a tiny bit of control. You've got maybe a tiny bit of fuel, but you are losing it very rapidly. It's bursting out in like electrical lightning sparks from the back of your ship and just like dissipating out into the universe. You're above the sun. You're out of the way of the sun. It had a big thrust to start out. Nearby, it's our planets. And the warbird itself, if you want to go hang around with the rest of House Nova.
Virgo's going to shout, "Come on, Wex, buddy. You got to wake up. I need you right now. I need you. You got to help out. You got to help. Oh, God." And then, like, looking very terrified at this blue ball, which is getting bigger and bigger, and just says, "I guess you're going home a little earlier than he expected."
So we get panels that just show, like, blackness, and then the two of you just, like, reacting, trying to manage anything. And, like, Wex is coming in and out of consciousness, or not, like, fully in and out of consciousness, but is still, like, recovering.
Yeah.
And you're just hurtling through space towards Earth. Currently, you're like this ship is meant for extreme temperatures because it went to the sun. So it's not like falling apart in that way, but it also just doesn't have the balance that it should have because it has huge laser fire through it.
Yeah, it used to have a fuel tank.
It used to have a fuel tank. Now it doesn't. And you are hurtling towards the ground. How do you intend to land?
It's an escape pod.
Yeah. We're going to hit a nice patch of water somewhere. I was going to say,
land it? Or
are you aiming for water or are you aiming for ground? What's your intention?
I think Wex would aim for water if he's conscious and like I feel like hitting the earth part is going to be hard and also like he's vaguely like he's not really thinking about this but he's vaguely aware that like there are people here probably because like this is the planet he's from and he doesn't want to like hurt people but it's less likely to do that if you hit the water. Also, the water is cool and this ship is very hot right now.
It's very hot right now. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
All right. 9.
9. All right. Do you want to mark a condition or should I tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary?
Well, let's see. How many conditions do I have? I'll mark a condition.
Okay.
I'm going to mark hopeless. I was just in the sun.
You were just in the sun.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm alive is because my buddy like dragged me out of it and then threw me at a planet.
The pod hits the water, and we get a shot now that shows that this is near Protean City, and there's just, like, a cascade of water upward, and it blasts down into the sea and, like, tinks off the bottom before, like, some automatic little propellers on it, and it starts rising up, and we get it, like, coming up above the surface of the water, and we can see we're right by the boardwalk. And there's tons of people that are just, like, soaked and freaking out. a pair of heavy boots lands on top of the pod, and the hatch to it is just pulled open with this enormous strength. And staring down into it is a twisted red face covered with like crags, with like these big antenna bits coming out the front. And we see the face of the uncrackable crawdad. And he just is like looking down into it. What the hell kind of aliens are you, bastards? Yeah, this is just like a huge lobster man.
This is the best person that you could have had come up to us, because like, I'm just assuming like, hey, there's space people here.
It's true. It's true.
And so I will like throw up my, I'll unbutton my like seatbelt or whatever and throw up my hand and just say like, thank you for helping. I am the Maw of House Regulus. I will see that you're handsomely rewarded, and please, you know, this is excellent. My father will hear of your grateful saviorness, as like I've got like the like hatch mark, cross hatching. That's what it is. As I've got like the cross hatching to show I'm like bruised and cut up and everything.
He reaches a huge claw down to you, and just like holds it out and like kind of clamps softly to your shoulder, like not in a painful way, but just like to give you like an enormous amount of support.
Yeah.
And pulls you up out of the pod and just is like looking you over and goes, what the hell manner of beast are you? And he's shifting your labels.
Oh.
He's lowering your mundane and raising your freak.
I'm fine with that, I guess. My mundane was +3. That was getting dangerous.
Okay.
And I especially like this because in space, a lion person is pretty mundane.
Yeah,
totally.
But normal. Here, no.
Yeah. And he kind of glances down to where Wex is and goes, two of you. Is that a human down there? Show yourself, boy.
I think Wex is just like, he's completely has no idea how to deal with this. Like, he was almost dead a second ago. He was in a star. Now he's like vaguely aware that like he's been nodding in and out of like, he's not been nodding in and out of consciousness, but just like having trouble focusing because he's probably like deeply concussed. And he's just like, people, like, he knows he's on Earth. Like, people should look like humans. This guy looks like a space alien. He's like, I'm Wex. I'm Wyatt Wexford. I'm from here. And he like lifts up a hand to like be helped out of this pod.
And he helps you up out of it. And so there are three of you are standing on the pod, and there are just like black helicopters and police cars all like on the side, and you're just surrounded by this enormous like police presence. Ooh. Different police boats coming up. It's like, it's way over the top because this is the third time aliens have arrived on this planet in like 4 months. So like they are ready, right? Like they've been like on guard. And Crawdad looks between the two of you and goes, well, I don't know what a Maw of Regulus is, but, Virgo, Wyatt, welcome to Earth. Crawdad, like, nods at the two of you and kind of, like, puts his hands on his hips, and he's pretty proud of himself. And he goes, like, I'll go talk to the authorities. You just don't go far. And he just, like, dives into the water and starts swimming over to one of the boats nearby.
It's, like, probably a weird swim because he's, like, a lobster.
Yeah, it's a weird lobster swim.
They have to swim backwards because they use their tail to, like, push water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yup, he swims backwards.
So he's just, like, waving at us.
Oh, God. That's so good. I love this. And Wex is kind of, like, he's looking at all these helicopters, and he's looking at all these boats and all these people, and there's, like, everybody is just looking at the two of them, and it's, like, and he's probably concussed, and he doesn't, his head hurts, it's, like, screaming, and he is going to put a hand on Virgo's shoulder, and, like, in a moment of, like, clarity, just kind of say, thank you for saving me back there. Oh, God, everything hurts. I think I hit a sun. But you dragged me out of there, and I don't know if I would have made it out otherwise. And you're a good friend. You're a good friend, and I don't have a lot of good friends. But I just, there's so many people. I just can't be here. He's gonna like just kind of like back up and tap on his wrist and turn on the cloaking device and disappear, and then like dive off into the water somewhere.
Oh my gosh. You also definitely shared a moment of vulnerability or weakness.
Okay.
What does that do for the nomad?
Not good stuff. So it means that whenever I share a moment of vulnerability or weakness with someone, I mark a condition. So I'm going to mark afraid. I also give them influence over me.
Oh.
Which is nice. Cool. I also mark potential.
Oh, nice.
Mark everything. So yeah, Virgo has influence over me now.
The one person in the entire universe.
And then I disappear off it to the... There's maybe like a couple like... I really like the idea that there's just a couple like wet footprints in the sand, and then like
nice.
He hits the road and disappears.
Your communicator starts going off.
Do I know who it is? Is there like caller ID, space caller ID?
Yes, it's House Regulus.
And just say like Regulus reporting.
It is Magnus's voice. It's badly distorted and it's like cutting in and out. But it says, Virgo, we need you to return to the Regulus system immediately. Your presence is needed.
Father, I may be stranded.
You must come quickly. There's a pause. It's like a long, long pause. Several panels of Virgo. An heir must be chosen. You must return quickly.
I am on my way. And then he's going to like look around and just be like, where the hell do they have a spaceport here?
You turn to the last page of the comic and find a page of letters to the editor. Do you have questions or comments? Send your letters in written or short audio format to letters@protean.city. We'll publish a few every episode with a response from our editors. Rich writes to us and says, Hello, team. It's Rich from the Young Justice Files. Great covers on 1 and 2 of House Regulus miniseries. When I heard Wex turn the gravity device to 1G, I immediately thought, oh no! And then James rolled a 6, and everything came hurtling at him, which was beautiful. At 1G, all of these pods would have started falling towards the generator like they'd been dropped from a plane towards Earth, about 10 meters per second squared. And since there's no air in space, they wouldn't have stopped at terminal velocity, about 300 miles per hour. They just keep accelerating. It was a beautiful serendipity of rolls and ad-libs, and I love it. Well, except for the part where Wex got hurt. Sorry, Wex. Love the show, and can't wait for the 275 back issues of House of Regulus. Stay whelmed. Thanks, Rich, for writing in. We're always trying to put our heroes in tight situations to show off how they can heroically escape. Going to space opened up a whole lot of new opportunities, although this was a particularly tight one for Wex.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt.
Virgo Regulus is played by Taylor LaBreche, who can be found on Twitter at The Leviathan Files. Check out his podcast, Game Closet, and buy his games at riverhousegames.com. Wyatt Wexford was played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns.
The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter @ProteanCity and on Instagram @ Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.